The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Kevin Blackstone, Sarah Spade, Woody Page, Bill Plaschke.
Hello, Tony.
Get your sh** together.
Whoa.
Well, that's what Adria Wilson told Kelsey Plum
in
last night's game. I would never say that to you, that you guys, your sh** are very together. Maybe the most together
you had said it to me.
I've ever seen. Whoa. Also, what's up with these fake shirtless Dodgers? Let's go.
Can you say that on TV? Where's the mouse?
Dodgers need to get their shirt together.
Bill Plaschke, that's actually a very good line. Can I stop the show because Bill Plaschke said something funny? 5 points, Plaschke,
oh,
there you
that's
go.
That's so bad.
Aces 85, Suns 71 last night. After that pep talk from Asia, Plum came alive. Las Vegas, one game from the championship. Wilson Plum and Chelsea Gray nearly outscoring Connecticut on their own. DeJuan Bonner, a brutally tough night. Connecticut's going to go home, but they need to win out. Sarah Spain, around the horn to you. What did Las Vegas show you last night? What did the Sun fail to do?
Well, Vegas showed that no matter how much the Sun tried to clog the paint, they were creative enough to get buckets inside. They shot inside at 54%. That's the highest rate of in the paint of all of the postseason for the Aces. And you mentioned Kelsey Plum. She wasn't going to stay in that rut. Asia Wilson was going to use not only her skills on the court, but her leadership to get Kelsey to get those inside buckets and get herself feeling it again. What the Sun didn't do, and I hate to point to one player, but DeJuana Bonner is such a huge part of Connecticut. This team is 0-4 when she has 10 points or fewer. And through the first two games of this series, she's 1 of 9 and 1 of 9. She hasn't shot a single uncontested field goal. Get that woman an open bucket and help her get into rhythm because they can't win without her.
Kevin Blackstone, more about what the Aces are doing, what the Sun can't do.
That's more about what the Aces are doing. You know, one thing about the Aces, they've been a good team for a long time, right? Since Asia Wilson's been there, they've been in the semifinals, they've been in the finals, they're back again. But the one thing about Becky Hammon that I really like is what she's done with Chelsea Gray. Chelsea Gray's a four-time All-Star in this league. We know she's a solid player, but she's never been a consistent 20-point-per-game scorer in this league, and right now she is lights out. You ask, what can the Sun do? I don't think they can do any. You remember that sequence where Courtney Williams was on Chelsea Gray running down the clock? Chelsea Gray just pulled up, put it right in her face. Beautiful jump shot. She's just on fire and in a rhythm, and I put that all on Becky Hammon. I don't think there's anything the Sun can do to take the Aces off.
Hackenstone, you're calling it over.
I am.
Speaking of, Bill Plaschke.
Oh, it's so over. No WNBA team has ever come back from an 0-2 deficit to win a five-game series, so there's history against them. I love the fact that the Aces, they're so glamorous and glitzy. They showed substance yesterday. They were tough. Kelsey Plum, 6 of 7 shots inside the paint. They outscored him, Sun, 46-28 inside the paint. And Chelsea Gray, my goodness, did you see that sprained ankle of hers? Anthony Davis would be out for a month. She came back and scored on the next play, came out, came back in, had an incredible shot, has that great shimmy, that great flex. Chelsea Gray is awesome. The Aces are awesome. This thing's done.
Bill Plaschke. All right, Woody Page, how about you?
Well, Lola Orfanetti is wrong. The Sun won't come up tomorrow. They have no chance whatsoever in this series. And it's already been pointed out that if you talk about Becky Hammon, wasn't it appropriate that Greg Popovich was there last night? She trained with him for years. I think she's taken a lot of his philosophies. They just dominated in the paint on both ends, particularly the big three, WPG, if you will. I think that when you have the kind of defense they have, and Becky said that it actually sets up their offense. And if you watch that last night, their transition game is so much too much for the Sun. This series is going to be over quickly.
All right, that's all I'm hearing. Sarah Spain, you want a last word?
Yeah, I just think we should appreciate what we're watching with Asia Wilson. She's five seasons in. She's got two MVPs, Defensive Player of the Year. She's a massive leader. She's showing up night after night. I think we are watching someone who will potentially be in the running for one of the greats of all time by the time she's done.
All right, Flashy, I'll give you the last word.
I love Becky Hammon. Did you hear her on the bench telling the players she wanted them to play defense, so if they needed a rest, go find a corner and stand there on offense. Don't do anything as long as you play defense. That was tremendous silence.
That's great.
What great coaching. That was so great.
That's great. We'll move on. Baseball last night. 56 and 57 for Aaron Judge. Yankees are rolling out a graphic of Judge and Roger Maris. Definitely putting it all out there for fans to make their own judgment. Whether 61 is the record or 73. Judge himself has always said he considers it to be 73. He grew up watching Barry Bonds. Major League Baseball, of course, is no help here. In the record books, it's Bonds, 73, of course. In the Hall, it's no Bonds, no McGuire, no Sosa. Baseball seemingly begging for another asterisk conversation, even though every time an asterisk comes up, they deign to use an asterisk, they look foolish talking about Woody. If Judge gets to 61, 62, 63, will you view him as the single-season home run king?
No, I am such a lifelong baseball fan. I've got a signed baseball from 1961 in the Yankees that my dad got me. So I'm a Henry Aaron guy. I'm a Roger Maris guy. But you cannot unsee Bonds. It's there. It's right in front of you. It may not be in the Baseball Hall of Fame, but guess what? It's in America. It's in front of us as baseball fans. So that has to be the number he's chasing. I would just like to add, I'm watching another aspect of what Judge's accomplishments could be this year. A triple crown for the Yankees. That's only happened in 1934 with Lou Gehrig and 1956 with Mickey Mantle. And Judge has an opportunity to do that too. But he realizes, as someone that grew up idolizing Bonds, if you will, watching him and appreciating what he did as a hitter, that Judge actually has him as the goal, as his objective, not Roger Maris.
Bill Plaschke, if Judge gets to 61, 62, 63, would you view him as home run king?
No, Barry Bonds is still the home run king. It's not pretty. I don't like it. I didn't like him, but I was around during all that time, and everybody was juiced. Everybody was on it. That's just the era of baseball. That's it. It's a tainted era, but it's an era nonetheless. You have to recognize it. He's the home run king. It's like saying Babe Ruth didn't hit those home runs when he played in an era when no African Americans or Latinos played. I mean, there's always a different. There's always something going on. This was everybody's juicing. What the record's a record. It is what it is. He's a champion.
Kevin Blackstone, same question to you. Would you view 62, 63 as the new record?
Absolutely not, because it's not the record. It's not the record that baseball players recognize, like Pujols. It's not the record that official baseball records recognize, which is 73. And as Bill just pointed out, let's not forget, there are a lot of asterisks all over baseball, including that 60-year history where it did not let the progeny of enslaved Africans in this country play the game at all. So we don't even know if the players who played during those three generations weren't necessarily the best at their craft either, given those who were locked out. So I don't have any problem with Bonds' 73 being the record, and Pujols has rightly recognized it.
And Sarah Spain, you're watching this all play out, and some people are loudly celebrating this chase. And of course, he could still get to 73 if he has the greatest last 3 weeks in baseball history. But that 61, he's chasing a not record record.
He's chasing something, and I'm glad, and I pointed this out earlier today, too. It's a chase, not a race, because no one's anywhere near him. Kyle Schwarber's like 20 home runs behind him, so it's him just chasing.
And that's amazing, right?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I think it's noteworthy when he passes and if he passes Marist. And, of course, noteworthy when and if he passes Bonds. But I think baseball, more than any other sport, tries to tell us that the numbers are comparable across generations. When we try to do these exercises in other sports, we're much quicker to point to rule changes and other things. We don't do that as much with baseball, but we should, for all the reasons that everybody just said and for other reasons that we are talking about, whether that's balls that they've admitted to being slightly different, whether that's the way pitching versus hitting versus, you know, it's home run, strikeout era. All of that stuff should matter. So we can have a couple kings and everyone could have their own favorite, but I don't think it needs to be as clear cut as a lot of baseball purists would try to tell us.
Back in.
And let's not forget, he's not doing this right now just because he's interested in doing it. The Yankees need him to do this because they need to win baseball games right now.
If they keep playing the Red Sox, he'll break the record.
You know, a producer on our show, Josh Bard, believes that the Red Sox are giving him meatballs so his price goes up. That is a conspiracy theory that I can get behind. The Red Sox.
All right, but it is Bogaerts that is leading the league in hitting, right? So that would be the Triple Crown. Woody, I didn't even realize Judge had the Triple Crown in play, but last night Bogaerts went down. Judge came up a little bit. It's now inside 10 points. One more baseball story here. Here we go, Plashke. You're off to a hot start. Keep it going with the Dodgers.
I'm ready, baby.
They clinch for real this time. 3 days ago, the math error. They didn't clinch a playoff spot. 2 days ago, they clinched a playoff spot. Last night, clinching the division. Their celebrations have ranged from champagne to shirtless photo shoots where two of the participants are not exactly shirtless. Bill, what is 10 straight postseasons for this Dodgers?
It's a tribute to a great team, a great organization. They could become, if they win 106 games, they would become the first team in baseball history to win at least 106 games three consecutive years. That's totally within reach. Andrew Friedman is the best executive in baseball. Dave Roberts, one of the most underrated managers in baseball. However, this is just the first step, and it has to be the first step. This is a great division championship team. But in all those 10 years, they've won one World Series, and that was in an abbreviated season. They need to win a 162-game season championship. It starts in October. That's when their season starts.
JB?
Boy, Bill Plaschke is one of the greatest journalists in sports history in this country. The finest columnist in the country. Yet he just buried the lead for you, Tony. One World Series ring out of all
these.
I got there. We're going to celebrate that. That's what we talk about the Atlanta Braves in the 90s into the early 2000s. That great pitching staff and all of that. One World Series championship out of 10 years. Come on, give me a break. I'm not here to throw confetti for them for just having done this. They've got the biggest payroll. They always spend the money. They get the best players, stolen some that they got from
the
Nationals.
They got Trey Turner.
Here.
Yeah, you're mad about that.
Exactly. Right.
Plaschke, man, you're on it today. Spain.
This team cost $265 million, and that's about the cost of the champagne that did not end up in any mouths in that celebration. That was the least actually imbibed alcohol I've ever seen. But I love those celebrations and the consistency of this team and the fact that they've had enough of them that Bill Plaschke is complaining about his eyes hurting and people pouring stuff on him because he's been in so many locker rooms with so many celebrations. It's unbelievable. The most important thing, of course, is what this does for their road to the championship, and it gets better when they have a better
season. And
Woody
Page.
I've been around Bill, though. He does like champagne. I've seen him in New Orleans drink an entire bottle by himself. And he's
I'm going to give him more points for that. There you go, Bill.
Yeah, really nice work.
It looked like Jacques Cousteau's divers with all that water and that champagne and those goggles they were wearing last night. Get over it. Move on to something else.
Okay, we will move on to buy or sell.
Celebrate.
Don't say the Rockies fan.
Enjoy it.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
Bill Plaschke. Cheddar Bill,
ooh,
38 points after the first word. That's amazing. Everybody scored well. Woody, you're down. You're about 64 yards away. Maybe go for a kick here, or are you going to go for it? Let's see what happens. Fire cell one, Nathaniel Hackett admitting he definitely should have gone for it now that we're 2 days removed. We definitely should have gone for it, quote unquote. I can't remember in all our years doing the show a response from this panel and fans alike so unanimous. And by extension, a coach coaching his first career game ever getting called out as much as Hackett. Had panelists yesterday saying the job search starts immediately, Woody. Take us through Denver's decision-making this week. Does his admission here now mean everything could be okay with him?
No, selling. Two reasons for it. One, he actually apologized while he was smiling and grinning. And that was not a serious answer to the question that was asked about what he did on Monday night. And two, he's lost the trust of the locker room, which is most important, especially his quarterback, who would have wanted to go in that situation. He's lost the trust of the media nationally. He's lost the trust of the Orange Nation, if you will. He has got to really work hard to regain the trust that he lost in one game. This is a guy that looked like he fell off a turnip truck.
Okay. The idea that lose the locker room, job, or maybe they got the wrong guy, really, after 1 week, do you believe that to be the case?
Yes.
Sarah Spade, how about you?
Oh. No, I think it's too early for that. But it's not just the final decision that had people second-guessing him, and he's going to have an uphill climb now after that first game. I think he was wise to say he was wrong, as much equivocating as he might have done. I would have preferred it a little more directly and a little less of the, we got to the 46 and we needed that number and we knew we wanted to do it.
Right.
Just say you were wrong.
Exactly.
Okay? But by saying he was wrong, he does get to move forward and try to do better and at least give people a reason to believe that he might do better. I don't think I'm ready to look for a new coach just
yet. KB, how about you?
The truth will set him free, I think. Look, we all knew watching that going for what would have been a record field goal or 2 yards shy of a record field goal at that point was ridiculous. But he admitted he was wrong. And he's got, 16 more games this season to try and make it up. I think he'll turn the corner. It's about the quarterback there right now, not about the
passion.
KB, you had to watch the video, though. He didn't really admit. He said he was wrong because the kid missed the field goal. He didn't say he was wrong because he should have gone to Russell Wilson. There's a big difference there. I don't think he's learned. I don't think he thinks he was wrong. And I think this is an issue with him and Russell Wilson that's going to be, it has to be settled sooner than later, because that's where the whole thing rests.
What is the scoring record in this gym? Plaschke, 48. Wow. Buy or sell two.
Personal
New York football Jets.
Personal best.
Joe Flacco will start week two. That Zach Wilson needs another week. In the week one loss to Baltimore, they threw the ball 59 times, which Peyton Manning noticed and mocked during the Manning cast.
Well, the Jets threw it 59 times, and that worked out well for them yesterday. They looked good.
Wow, shots fired early.
And that, I mean, that is really where nationally the team is right now, which Robert Sella is noticing, and he called out everybody who called out the Jets here.
We're all taking receipts on all the people who continually mock and say that we ain't going to do anything. I'm taking receipts.
That was from Monday morning, so he actually said that before Manning on the Manning cast, but he is taking receipts. Sarah, buy or sell that type of energy from Robert Sala.
I'm selling it. I understand he's frustrated. We all understand that, but you've lost 14 of your first 18 games. The most compelling thing about this team this season is who the quarterback might have romantic interest with in the offseason. This is like asking us not to use our eyes or our brains when commenting on your team. You're not any good. When you get better, you won't have any receipts on us because we can tell you're not good right now. This is like the Black Knight in Monty Python. The Jets have no arms and no legs, and they're telling us it's just a flesh wound. We can see.
Kevin Blackstone.
Well, you got to get motivation from somewhere at this point, Sarah. I mean, you just laid out their record over the last 18 games. Absolutely horrible. Did not look good the other day. Flacco didn't look good. Chased all around. You're trying to figure out where the future is right now. So if this has got to be what he's got to do, you can't change up the roster. I understand it.
Bill Plaschke.
If he wants to get receipts on everyone who's made fun of the Jets, he needs a copy of the U.S. Census. He needs to realize everybody
right.
makes fun of the New York Jets.
Yeah.
No, and I think thin skin, it's a bad
Woody
look.
Woody Page.
It's a bad look.
Yeah, nobody's going to be putting that on the locker room wall to say, ooh, motivated, the guy wants to take receipts. I don't understand why he's not going to White. Flacco hasn't played worth a damn since he came to Denver after leaving the Ravens. Really, you got to make a move right now, and he's not doing it. He's instead going with slogans like, crown him.
Well, I mean, I don't understand what move you expect him to make. You know, they have a quarterback they invested in who's the future of the organization. They're not sure exactly how good he is, but they're waiting on that, but he's not healthy enough to play.
Well, they got Mike White won a game.
Yeah. Ooh, Bill Plaschke. I mean, wow, doubling
ooh,
up.
Ooh, baby.
Blackstone. All right, Spain with a late run to get Plaschke. Showdown next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
One of the longest streaks in sport you didn't know about. The Detroit Lions have been underdogs in 24 straight games. That streak looks like it's going to be snapped this week. They are at the moment 2.5-point favorites over Washington. That line can move, though. Bill Plaschke, do you want to see it move so the Lions can continue being underdogs, or should they deserve to be favorites?
They deserve to be favorites. They are so well-liked now from the Hard Knocks show. I think people really like Dan Campbell. And, you know, they're not any good, so they might as well be liked for once. This is good.
Sarah Spade?
Yeah, they're definitely favorites in terms of which team you'd prefer to win. But should they be betting favorites? Statistically, probably not. But I'm excited for them, so I hope the line doesn't move.
Okay, so you want them to be favorites. Are they not good? I had a panelist, Pablo Torre, on the show predict them making the playoffs this year.
Not yet.
We'll move on. Forgetting it's your turn at bat. Marcus Semien just chilling on the bench. Forgot he was supposed to lead off the fifth inning. Look at him. Hey, what's going on here? What's the holdup? Oh, no, it's me! When he did finally get there, he smoked a 101-mile-per-hour double.
Oh, man.
Sarah, should he maybe forget more?
I mean, we're talking a lot about who's going to be most affected by the change in the rules for the shift. Marcus Semien better watch out for the new clocks. He's going to not be in the batter's box in time and misses at bat.
Mm-hmm. Plaschke?
The most amazing thing about that is all the players around him. Nobody said anything to him because nobody's watching the game. No baseball players don't pay attention to the game.
Of all the sports, does baseball have the most people not actually paying attention while
yep,
it's happening?
Absolutely.
That's true, Plaschke. Take the FaceTime. Bills day all day.
Thank you. As you can tell from the Dodgers last night, it's champagne season. There'll be a lot of bubbly being spilled in locker rooms the next couple of weeks in baseball. I want to give kudos to the media members who go in there and take the shrapnel. It's not our party. It's uncomfortable being there. We have to be there for the readers and for the fans. But I've been sprayed. I've been yelled at. I've been soaked. And one time, Yasiel Puig dumped a complete trash can full of cold water over my head, looked at me and said, "Write that, LA Times. Write that." As he threw the trash can away, I was shivering. It was a nightmare. It's no fun.
Champagne problem.
Oh, that's just wrong. That's just plain churlish.
Champagne
problem. But people should be allowed to celebrate, right?
That's.